Hey, this is Russ Dizda. We're getting ready to start session number 7, The Rise of Homo Satanus. This is the series that deals with an ancient hate. Hey, listen, millions are going to look into it across the world. They are. They're reading about it. They're looking. World Teacher, Maitreya, Mahdi, Antichrist, Man of Sin. Is he alive right now on the planet? Somewhere there in Europe, meeting with politicians, meeting in the deep dark corridors of the Black Flame. Are the rituals going on night and day? Are they looking for the coming planetary spiritual release that will bring the apocalypse of Anthropos Adamas, the man of lawlessness? Listen, we're going to look today in this session concerning the meaning of the term Antichrist. Before we get there, let me say again, how you doing? This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. That is the main site that you can get all of our materials. And I want you to know that if you're listening to this on the Preemption Broadcast Podomatic, we will not be putting 55, 60 hours of this series all there. So it's best if you go to shatterthedarkness.net and look for the icon that deals with the website on this series. If you want to go to a direct, it's www.shatterthedarkness.net/antichrist. shatterthedarkness.net/antichrist. And there's where we're going to continue to add materials, and down the road we will probably even have a couple live Sunday night 2-hour sessions that deals with this, where you can come in and chat live, call in and talk live and ask questions. And by the way, we invite you to come Sunday night wherever you are in the world. And we have friends from New Zealand and Canada and United States and Australia, across the board, coming in sometimes on Sunday nights to listen, to interact, and to be a part of that program. 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Just take a look again, shatterthedarkness.net, and you will find everything there that we can help you with. Let me say hello to the Russians and to the Czechs and to the Swedes and the Finns, to the Scots and those in England, to those in Canada, United States and China and Japan, out there on the island of Hawaii, and there in Montenegro, and there in Bangalore, India, down in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Pretoria, and over there in Brazil, and in Kenya, and so many other places around the world. You've been downloading the series, what we are calling The Rise of Homo Satanus and Antichrist, the Ancient Hate. And I think it is an absolute vital thing because what we see in the world around us, this rise of globalism and the spirit that is behind that, and we see the developments that is occurring in the world around us, we've got to understand something. We are on this linear march toward the end of days. And it's very possible, in my own belief, I believe that Antichrist is alive right now. He has not yet come to power. There is a restraint that holds back the secret power of lawlessness. And for, listen, the Luciferians and those brotherhooders out there and some of those deep elitists in Europe that meet underground, the Black Flame, the rest of you, you understand. And there's a frustration. And they're doing ritual after ritual and power after power, and they're releasing spirits and they're preparing the way. But the coming breaking out of a great revolt, rebellion, a great chaos that will pave the way for the apocalypse of the Anthropos Adamas, the man of lawlessness. And so, listen, the reason it's vital is that, again, millions are speaking about it. There is an alternative presentation that has been given to the world now in a global sense, not just the Maitreya, the Mahdi, and others like that, or the many antichrists like Sun, Moon, and many others. But I'm talking about the World Teacher, from the writings of Alice Bailey, dictated by an ascended master or the Tibetan, bottom line, same place, same source. And so in this session, I will bring out some things that are said in Alice Bailey's book, The Reappearance of the Christ, that was written in 1948, that already was dealing with touching the world with a spiritual evolution that's communicating and preparing the world for a world teacher, which Alice Bailey and the spirit behind her is saying is a good thing, that it's a good thing. Well, what they're describing is the masked side of the coming Antichrist. The Spirit of God calls him a little horn, a stern-faced king. In the book of Daniel, 2,000 years ago, Jesus speaks in Matthew 24 about massive and grave deception that brings massive destruction. And you can read again in 2 Thessalonians 2 in the supernatural operative work of that secret power of lawlessness. Let me say again, there is no reason for globalism when it comes to the work of Hell's Kitchen. There is no need for globalism without the rise of the Antichrist. And the rise of the Antichrist will not occur without the connection to the bursting on the scenes of globalism. We're not there yet. Not today, anyway. Not today, anyway. But we are approaching, I believe, in a very rapid way, the end of the age, which includes this apocalypse. This means the unveiling, the visible appearance of the most supernatural human being ever in world history outside of the living Lord Jesus Christ himself. There is becoming a massive critical mass of feeling in the air, thinking in the air. On the one hand, dread, chaos, violence, terrorism, collapse. On the other hand, there is this pouring forth of hope for a new age. 2012ers, New Agers, others, the communications, even in ufology. And I just got back from Roswell. You should really know, and maybe you do. Maybe you're one of those, again, New Agers or ufologists. Maybe you've been abducted. Maybe you've been involved in all this. Listen, the communications that are coming out of ufology, out of the ancient or older New Age movements and writings, out of the current channeling, out of the remote viewing community, out of the 2012 and the Mayan community, out of the ayahuasca drug-taking spiritual experience community, is all collectively the same. We're hearing the same, listen, the collective voices of what Paul von Ward called the advanced beings. Now, advanced beings, in his view, advanced beyond humanity, yes. The cosmocrators, the principalities and powers are supernaturally beyond, more powerful than. Fallen angels, though fallen, are very, very powerful. But listen, unless you understand the origin, and then the nature, and then the methodology, and then the agenda, the sequential agenda. Listen, you're listening right now, and either you are being inundated with what the Spirit of God reveals as the spirit of error, or the spirit of Antichristu, or the Spirit of God. And I want you to know that behind this mic and behind this broadcast and the voice you hear is one proclamation. The Spirit of God dwells within me. I know God, walked with God now 30-some years, just completely saying that anybody, listen, if I can tell you in any culture, any country, any nation of the world, that the Christ that I speak about, who died on that cross 1,000 years ago and rose from the dead, did it for the sum total of humanity. And I think that it would do you well to study the book of 1 John very, very, very well, because it gives a great contrast for those who are real believers in Christ. Human beings, just like you know, like me. I'm just one human being speaking out. Listen, whether you're Luciferian and involved in Satanism or a Wiccan or, you know, wherever your background is, I'm coming from the background of saying there is a singularity when it comes to God's revelation. But there is a great contrast and a great spiritual conflict and a great counterfeit predicted 2,000 years ago, 2,600 years ago, that we would be in the days of unprecedented, unequaled spiritual deception, spiritual seduction, spiritual alternative, and spiritual manifestation than ever in human history. So 2012ers, remote viewers, listen, even if you feel the messages are causing a burr under your saddle, I am praying by the providence of God that you would listen for the sake of your life. What's my gain? None. Other than being true to the living Christ. What's my gain? Well, there's great joy when one human being turns back to God and comes into personal relationship through the living Christ. Not a Christ consciousness, not a Federation galactic Christ out there who's buddies with Buddha. Now, let me explain that as I get into this session. Because 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of God led one of the great disciples of Jesus. This is the disciple that walked with him, laid his head on his chest, fellowshipped, was very close to the Lord Jesus. This is the disciple that wrote the Gospel of John, an amazing gospel that the Spirit of God led for the, it's called the universal gospel, the gospel that would speak to the entirety of the world. And they are living words. They are spirit and they are life. And by God's design, desire, and will for you, it may be right at this moment that God impacts your life. It may be at this moment that God is trying to pull you out of spiritual counterfeits and bring you to Himself through Christ, giving you the gift of the Spirit of God, awakening you, not by finite fallen spirits, spiritual initiations, but by the direct, personal presence of God Himself. So may God visit you wherever you may be. Kings of the earth, nations of the world, peoples, take a listen to the word of God. And you read back in the book of 1 John chapter 2. It begins by saying, dear children, paideia. Paideia. Here is the expression, listen, for believers in Christ, wherever you are, it's the idea of the Spirit of God, God simply seeing you as His dearly loved little children, this idea of embrace, it is a term of deep affection. A term of deep affection. For all those who believe in this universal field, global mind, energy, force. Let me talk to you about the personal, relational presence of God, the knowable, and one day face to face seeing, listen, seeing God face to face. Now you can read about that in the book of Revelation, the last couple of chapters. Take a read. If you're not there yet, at least take a read. One thing I've learned about New Agers and even remote viewers is that there's a constant quest, a looking, a looking, a looking, a searching, a searching, a searching. And I'm going to tell you right now that there has been someone searching for you all the days of your life. The Spirit of God is trying to tilt your heart, tilt your face, to look straight in the person of the Christ, not only of the Scripture, because Scripture refers to the one who actually came, who actually walked on the water, opened the ears of those who couldn't hear, opened the eyes of those who couldn't see, unveiled darkness for what it really was. Went to a cross. Not mistakenly. Not for himself. Not as a romantic ideal. There was no criminal charge. You're going to have to deal with, why did Jesus Christ die on the cross? Why did they viciously crucify him? You're going to have to deal with whether the spiritual energies guiding you are opposed to that Christ. And if that is so, you have been gripped by hell's kitchen, by hell's counsel, by the presence of fallen angels. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, affectionately, dear children, this is the last hour, the eschaton. It's where we get the word in theology, eschatology. Notice what God says from that point on. This is the last hour. Again, when I worked at a place from, 9 in the morning till 5 at 4 o'clock, we knew it was the last hour. That was one of the quickest hours, really. It was the hour that we were getting everything else done, getting everything completed and getting ready and prepared to go. It was the last hour. There's the last hour of this day today, 11 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time, will be my last hour for this day as we approach midnight, and as we strike midnight 12:01, we're into the next day. The picture here is God's last hour in human history. And God says, as you have heard, that the Antichristos is coming. Even now, many ploy antichrists have come. Maitreya would be one. This is how we know it is the last hour. This is how we know, gnosko, experiential, deep experiential knowing that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. By the way, did you know, in the book of 1 John, 5 chapters, the Greek word gnosko, K-N-O-W, is used over 35 times. Hoida, the Greek word for K-N-O-W, know, is used in chapter 5 twice, when it refers to prayer. Factual knowing, whether you've experienced it or not. It refers to in 1 John, this is how we know. Listen, this is the assurance we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know, K-N-O-W, hoida, factually, if we know that He hears us, we know we have answers. We know we'll receive. The rest of 1 John is gnosko, experientially experienced knowledge. Some have even suggested that this would be translated, this is how we experientially know it is the last hour. Because there's the communication of the objective Word of God, and internally for believers, the Spirit of God witnesses the exact same thing that is on the pages of Spirit-inspired grapha writings. So in this grapha here, these writings here, these living words of God, very clear, Antichrist. It's used here. It's used again later in this chapter in reference to, who is... Well, let's take a look at it real quick here in verse 22. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is an antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. Now, you can also take this to 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to go there just real quick, because here we have a revelation that not only do we have the coming anthropos, man of anamas, lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Not only do we have what I believe is Homo Satanus, not Homo Nauticus, as Edgar Mitchell and others would believe in the evolution of mankind spiritually, not Homo Lumos, as Richard Allen would present, We're talking about this world teacher as Alice Bailey presents him by dictation of a fallen, ancient, powerful spirit that the Bible would call Cosmocrator. Ephesians 6, Cosmocrator. What spirit guided Alice Bailey was predicted 2,000 years ago in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Where the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God said that in the last days, and the Spirit expressly, decisively, clearly says that these spirits, seducing spirits, not spirits of truth, they're supernatural, they're powerful, they have abilities, they can grant abilities and give abilities. They can communicate, they can bring vision and revelation and thought and concept. They can guide in automatic writing, they can engage out of the Akashic records. Without revealing their presence, they can flow through their energy and communicate and bring revelation. There is revelation given by the Spirit of God, and there is revelation given by the spirits that oppose God. The revelations can be not only received, but then put down, written down. And in studying them, on the one hand, you're studying the revelations of the Spirit of God. On the other hand, you're reading the revelations of, well, the Spirit of God calls it didache of demons. Doctrines of these fallen beings whose nature it is to personally oppose God. Because of their nature, they cannot and will not speak truth. It's not that the spiritual experiences of those that have been guided to write books like God's Genes and Consciousness, Paul Von Ward, or like Alice Bailey or Helena Blavatsky or of David Spangler. The issue is, what is the source? It is clear in the writers of Scripture that not only do they know God, walk with God in a personal way, an interactive relationship, knowing that they had eternal life, knowing that they would see God. But the message is consistent on both sides of the fence. The collective voices of the fallen beings is consistent and is ramping up and is unprecedented in communication, just like God the Holy Spirit said it would be. And this includes the pre and preparation by the secret power of lawlessness that is already supernaturally operative, by this spirit that is in the eros, the atmosphere around the globe, by this presence that is unleashing more and more and more and more, and has in an incremental approach, the frog in the kettle approach, guided, spiritually cooking and spiritually guiding what is considered a spiritual evolution. But there's going to come a day in which 2012ers are now agreeing, and New Agers are now agreeing, and even those who are hearing from what they believe are extraterrestrials are now agreeing. The messages are, there will be catastrophe on the earth. There will be a great catastrophe, but don't fear, a new order, a new world, Aquarian age is coming. Well, that fits the concept of a great chaos or rebellion, and then the rise of the Antichrist in a new order, globalism. But the descriptions in how we get there are very different. There's a great contrast. Please understand me when I say that clearly biblical revelation shows that Satan and the hundreds of millions of fallen spirits, they know the prophecy of the second coming of Jesus Christ. That the motivations behind what they do right now in the world, and may I challenge all New Agers to hear what I've got to say, that even the initiation of the New Age, which is the largest spiritual movement in the history of Christendom, what I believe is helping to prepare the way in an incremental, spiritually or spiritual initiations, spiritual layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of masquerade and deception. If you don't believe that Satan himself, the fallen cherub, or the demons themselves have the power to masquerade and present themselves to you as angels of light, translucent spirits, extraterrestrials, your aunt or Uncle Harry, and see that they are communicating to you the testing, clearly out of the book of 1 John, is on a doctrinal level. Spirits that come from that side cannot and will not confess Christ for who he really is. Instead, they will reframe and present a different Christ that you can't know, that is promised, that is dumbed down in the sense that the Christ presented as Christ consciousness, or the Christ concept, that the spiritual evolution principle that Alice Bailey and many others are teaching you, that you could become deity, that you could become like Christ, that is our ultimate evolutionary process. And there are many voices around the world speaking that. Never has happened thousands of years ago when that very doctrine, those very words, that communication was given to humanity in the beginning. Chuck God, drop his word, embrace the alternative spirituality and communication, and you will receive insider knowledge and become, evolve into deity. The finite has not evolved to the infinite. And the finite can't lead you to become, no matter how powerful the spirits are, not even the deepest European black flame, deepest of rituals, priests that have acquired power of spirits, none of that can lead you to become God. There is an infinite difference between the infinite God and finite creation. And even though the spirits show such great power and such great, you know, abilities, and even though the experiences are real, I proclaim to you, they are wrong, deceptive. And some of you listening right now are dancing on spiritual razor blades. You cannot confess that you know God. You cannot confess Christ for who he really is. You cannot confess him the way Isaiah did, Psalms did, Samuel did, Moses did, Amos did, Jeremiah did, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jude, Paul. You cannot confess the way they did. They all knew God. The writers of the New Testament, every single one of them knew in personal relationship Jesus Christ and confessed that he is God in human flesh, the eternal Christ who appeared for a short period to go to the cross, to open the door to indestructible immortality, to where God will supernaturally take the redeemed. Any human being that has embraced God's answer, God's Christ. Can I ask you why you haven't embraced the Christ of God, and how you can embrace a diminished, de-deified Christ, Christ consciousness of New Agers? New Age writers, ufologists, who, number one, have never known Jesus, never had the living presence of Christ in them, never had the gift of the Spirit of God guiding them. To listen to that source is to dance on razor blades. To embrace that source is to acquire the presence that comes with the spirit of error. To proclaim a false Christ is to aid and abet the damnation of humanity. It might be that in this very hour, God loves you, God confronts you, God will shake you. May He visit you in all His powerful force by the revelation of living words. Do you know the living, real Christ? The spirit of Antichrist is all over the world right now. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, you can read about what is called in verse 3. It begins this way, "But every spirit," referring to the spirits that guided Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Craig Hines, Paul Van Ward, Eric Van Daniken, and I can go to a whole list of others, including Sylvia Brown and psychics and almost every remote viewer that I've read. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus, the Christ of the sum total of Scripture, is not from God. If a spirit comes to you and guides you and says that they're meeting with you, like Courtney Brown in his remote viewing episode with Jesus Christ, Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, says that he had a conversation with Jesus, and everything he says about the conversation and all that the Jesus that he says that he met does not in any way reflect the Jesus of the sum total of 1,600 years of biblical revelation. He did not meet with the Christ who died on the cross, rose from the grave, and is returning again visibly out of the heavens. The spiritual entity that claimed to be the Christ that he met is what it's talking about right here. That a spirit like that, clearly it says right in Scripture, is not from God. It goes on to say, the Spirit of God goes on to say, this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist guided Helena Blavatsky to write 21 volumes, to lay out the didache of fallen spirits, foundations for the New Age movement that is into the probably hundreds of millions now. In the book, The Reappearance of Christ, written in 1948, chapters in that book begin to describe what, again, the spirit that guided her, not being from God, who could not and will not confess the real Christ, but present a reframed God, reframed Scripture, reframed false Christ. In the table of contents, the doctrine of the coming one. She also has in chapter 3 the reappearance of the Christ. The work of the Christ. They always refer to him as the Christ, the Christ, the Christ. I know him as Jesus Christ. Isaiah, 700 years before he came, had an experience. Check it out, Isaiah chapter 6. In the Hebrew, he says that he saw Yahweh Adonai, God. Anybody in Hebrew knows that he's saying that he saw God. Yet in the Gospel of John, the angel says that Isaiah saw Jesus, the pre-incarnate state of the eternal, forever, infinite Christ, who eventually became flesh and dwelt for a while among us. the teachings of the Christ, in which he reframes and changes all of the actual teachings of Jesus. And then the next chapter deals with the New World Religion, in which, again, fallen spirits are going to teach on globalism, New World Religion, the coming Anthropos Anamos, world teacher, in their view. And then there's a chapter called The Preparation for the Christ. On page 186, Alice Bailey, being guided and dictated to by one of these cosmocrators, in quote, it says, "The task before the new group of world servers is great." And the teaching from back in the 30s through 48 and on by Alice Bailey, or by this spirit, this ascended master that guided these writings and dictated these writings, was to prepare the world. See, here's what a lot of biblically oriented Christians don't understand, that there is a sequential agenda, that the spirits actually operate on step-by-step principled planning. There is a methodology. And Scripture reveals clearly the sequence of satanic evolution, the events, the incremental approach, the blast of the great chaos to come, the rise of the Antichrist, the rise of globalism, the rise of the critical mass of anti-Semitism and persecution, the critical mass of a literal, seemingly irrational hatred of anyone who loves the real Christ. The unbelievable acceptance by New Agers, by ascended masters, who say that people who believe in Jesus, the real Christ, they're standing in the way. And that there's got to be a cleansing. New Agers and 2012ers are all beginning to accept the fact that there's got to be some massive loss of humanity, a reduction of humanity, as a new order is going to spring. And that's okay. That it's a good thing that millions will die. It's a good thing that millions who don't understand the spiritual evolution will be pushed and drawn out of the way. So the lethal coming persecutions and deaths, edicts of destruction of humanity, are now reframed as a good thing. Now I'll get into that later on in some of the sessions. Under Antichrist's edict to annihilate Christendom. Under Antichrist's secretive work to annihilate Israel. Both will fail. Now, when I look into Alice Bailey's materials and I look at page 187, I want you to hear what I believe the spirit in the air, the Eros, this ancient presence that has brought greater and broader manifestation than ever in human history. Quote, "The call for the preparation for the appearance of the Christ." Now, when Alice Bailey says the Christ, she means the world teacher. She's describing the Antichrist to a T, the way that Muslim scholars describe the Mahdi, they describe the Antichrist to the T. The way Benjamin Krim describes Maitreya, they're describing Antichrist to the T. Even among the Hopi, even among the Indian, even among the Hindu, believes in a world being that will come. All of that streams from one side of the fence. Let me tell you right now, you wouldn't want to see in actuality what that side looks like. I've heard them coming out of the voices and mouths of human beings they've possessed, including Satanists and New Agers and many, many others that I've stood before. And the literal, living, real, infinite, authoritative presence of Christ forced the mask to be ripped away and the exposure of the entity to be what it really is. Satanists know that when we have these encounters, the demons that were in them being their power, their friends, their ability givers, when confronted by Christ, or when they wanted to get out, turned on them. Translucent spirits and ancient animal spirits and spirit guides confronted by the living Christ, being shown for what they really are, screamed, mocked, blasphemed the real Christ of God. Isn't it amazing that in all these years, all these hundreds of exorcisms and deliverances, demons fear the living Christ of Scripture, the one that died on the cross, the one that's returning. They know that he's coming again. They know of a future date of ultimate judgment and eradication of all evil. Can I ask you, isn't that what we want? The end of war, the end of bloodshed, the end of death, the end of disease, the end of rape, the end of pain, the end of destruction of humanity, the end of destruction of environment. The Prince of Peace is prophesied to bring that. God, infinite God, will bring that. Not finite, masqueraded Antichrist. Those embracing the Antichrist or the Antichrist spirit, you will be severely betrayed. No less than Judas Iscariot. What you do is similar in a spiritual betrayal of the real Christ of God, of the real message of God, of the real hope. I beg you in the presence and the sight of the living Christ who is right where you are. If you do not know him, drop the counterfeit, embrace the truth. Jesus Christ, living God, Savior of the world, I accept you as Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Give me the gift of the Spirit of God. I renounce the spirits that lie, deceiving fallen angels that have misguided me. I renounce the doctrines of demons. I relinquish any abilities they have given me. And I embrace the Savior and all of your love, Christ Jesus, come into me. Savior, Lord God, have you done that? In the book of 1 John, when we see the words Antichrist, you can study this in the backdrop of the, well, Strong's Concordance and look at the Greek there. You can take a look at Kittle's or Artin Gingrich or Liddell and Scott or Thayer's, and you can look at many of the Greek lexicons. It's a primary preposition. In some places, a primary particle, a preposition that deals with, or a preposition that can be translated and is translated throughout the New Testament in these ways. In the idea of replacement, contrast, substitution. Opposite, instead of. So when you read in 1 John, you could easily read the full meaning of anti in the biblical context. I'm talking about the biblical context. He is the Antichrist. Now, this is what the scripture says is coming to the world. Has nobody noticed that in all the writings of Alice Bailey, the New Agers, the 2012ers, and others who are believing in a world teacher, a Maitreya, that they've completely eliminated what the scripture says about a real evil Antichrist? They have been able to be supernaturally guided to do what was done in the garden thousands of years ago with the same kind of spiritual energy behind it. It's real, but it's wrong. What they present is the Antichrist. The Spirit of God reveals. Here is the only accurate record. Here is the only accurate record of future actual history. the servants of Antichrist. And I've met some of those who say that they are chosen ones. They are the servants. They are the warriors. They are the... I've read the, you know, books and materials written by lethal underground Satanists that talk about how they, you know, encounter Lucifer and the light being, and they are getting prophecies and presence and abilities and hearing communications of the arrival of their day in history. It will be one of great chaos, anarchy, bloodshed, cleansing in their view. To make a spiritual, physical, political, economic, and military way for the rise of a new regime led by, outside of Christ himself, the most supernaturally empowered, I believe, counterfeit incarnated, Homo Satanas. He is anti. The Greek word for anti is simply instead of. It definitely has the idea of opposed to the real. Antichrist in his very nature is in opposition to the real Christ. The world teacher of Alice Bailey, the Mahdi of the Muslim scholars, the Maitreya of Benjamin Krim and other Buddhists, is in direct opposition to the real Christ of God. But the other side of the coin is they are the replacement or the attempted replacement of. And so when you look at scripture upon scripture upon scripture, go to Matthew chapter 22. I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 22. The word anti is there referring to a man. It says this: in the place of his father, in the ante of his father, in place of. So he's coming to be in place of, in that scripture verse, in a reference to something completely different. Ante is translated in place of, a replacement. The Antichrist is in place of the real Christ. He will come to bring a peace to the world that may begin to work, but it'll be the most masqueraded peace in human history, that has underneath its shelf an agenda, a lethality that will eventually lead the world to the loss of 1/3 of the human race in less than 3.5 years. Check it out, Revelation chapter 9. The anti also is used in Matthew 5:38. You know the scripture there, Jesus says, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. Well, in the Greek, it's eye, anti-eye, tooth, anti-tooth. An eye in replacement of an eye, in substitution, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Anti is used. So you can go to, 15 other scriptures in the New Testament where anti is used as a preposition. And you're going to find again and again, overwhelmingly, it's used in the sense of substitution, in place of, replacement of, or instead of. In this particular place in 1 John chapter 2, it clearly has the idea of opposition to and overwhelmingly replacement of the real Christ of God. The man of lawlessness that is out there somewhere in the world right now, and all the spiritual forces on a global scale that is guiding the world in political realms and military realms and economic realms to globalism. And let me say that there is no globalism without the spirit that is behind the development of globalism, because globalism has everything to do with the rise of a new order, a spiritual order guided by the incarnation of Satan in humanity. This Antichristos does not become the Antichrist. It never says in Scripture he becomes the Antichrist. It says always that he is. It is my belief and assumption from Scripture that he is born as the Spirit of God caused the conception in the Virgin Mary, prophesied 700 years in advance and occurring in actual history. God, infinite God in human flesh, for God so loved the world, And like Satan does, counterfeiting everything and trying to replace everything, Antichrist, the man, Anthropos Anamos, I believe. And we'll look into the genetics and the spiritual possibilities of how this can occur in another session. If any European leaders have met him, does Queen Beatrix actually know him as some political or bloodline figure? Does King Juan Carlos know him? Does Prince, well, I won't get into all those names that people have thought. I believe that he's pretty much hidden, and by the sovereign restraint of God, held back until the restraint is taken out of the way. My dear friend, Russians, Germans, Finns, Swedes, Austrians, Brits, those of you in America, Canada, Australia, all around the world, and even to the Chinese soldiers, Russian soldiers, professors, let me tell you this. When the restraint is removed. I've explained it this way in the past. When I was a kid, we played water balloon fights. We took a rubber little water balloon and put it on the nozzle of the outside of the house, you know, where the hose goes, and begin to fill it up with water. And you want to make it big, and we wanted to make, you know, the water balloon grow and grow and be packed and filled with water. And it grew bigger and bigger and swelling and tighter and tighter and tighter. And sometimes we allowed the water to rush in so powerful, so strong, that it finally burst. Please understand, that will be the concept of the apocalypse of Anthropos, the man, Anamos, of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 2. When the restraint by God is removed, the spiritual bubble will burst, chaos will unleash itself in an unprecedented, unequaled way in all of history. The trained super soldiers, and all the way up to the handlers and to the elitists that have been plotting and planning this incredible coup, this incredible revolt, guided by the prince of the power of the air, will burst for one reason: collapse, elimination, opening the floodgates like a singular satanic ritual that summons powers. Multinational, on a global level, similar to ancient satanic rituals that draw the powers, give the gateways for them to cross over, the great rebellion, the great chaos, will help unleash a satanic Pentecost of power. Very, very dark power. For the priests who wear the black robes, you know what I'm saying. For the ancient chosen ones and sub-personalities created by the millions inside of human beings as sleepers in waiting, some of you, by the providence of God, will listen. You know what I'm talking about. By the elitists. By those who've infiltrated politics and military. The secret meetings you've gone to in the caverns and underground places. Resort centers. The communications given to you that your time is coming. Hell is rising. The light bearer is about to break. And you cheer. The coming destruction, the blood of those humans who believed in the Son of God and have the indwelling of the Spirit of God, because they are your enemy, because you have made the ancient fallen cherub your personal Lord, What you've forgotten is that he has not come or is not coming to die for you, but to have you die for him. It is not you that will receive the indestructible immortal bodies from the Spirit of the infinite God. Check it out. 1 Corinthians 15. If you do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in you right now, in preparation for those days, it is very clear that you will not. That you will not, in that day, rejoice at the coming of the Son of God. When you read someday, and many of you Satanists and Luciferians and others cannot, I know, and do not read the book of Revelation, because you can't. The presence within you doesn't allow you. I only can pray right now that God would stretch out his hand and prepare you. Prepare you for what is to come. Some of you are dancing on dark, dark razor blades. Why not embrace the living Christ who died, gave his life, pursues you? The Spirit of God that has nudged you, the Spirit of God that has gripped you, is not the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist will pull you down. Jesus Christ is alive from the dead. He's coming again. He's coming again. Every single believer in Christ, wherever you are in the world right now, join the mission of God and reach fellow humanity for Jesus Christ. God is not willing that anyone perish. Did you know that? Not even one human being. No one to perish. No one to perish. It's all coming down.
Some said a teacher, they said a prophet, they said he's a fraud.
From the song by Misty Edwards, People Get Ready. Check it out on YouTube as you contemplate the message.
No, he's silent, like a lamb to the slaughter, he was silent. In his patience, he endured. But I know the end of the story. And we're only at the beginning of the beginning. Send me here, send me.